The Jets spent cut day week deciding who stands behind Geno Smith, and the answer is one rookie. Bailey Zappi was released on August 29th per Rich Simonyi at ESPN via Devin Platana's cuts tracker at Jets on SI. A move the tracker read as the team showing confidence in its young quarterbacks. Within a day, half of what that framing rested on was gone. Brady Cook was waived on August 30th per the team's own transaction page, and the initial 53 carries two quarterbacks, Smith and Klubnik, per Connor Long at Jets X Factor. Klubnik won the job off his worst outing of the summer. He started the finale and played the full first half, 6 of 13 for 59 yards with an interception, per Nick Feria at Jets on SI and the team's recap. Feria had argued the day after that outing, before the roster call, that the fourth-round rookie deserved the spot on developmental upside anyway. The roster landed where he did. Smith himself did not play in the 23-6 loss to the Giants, so his preseason body of work closes at one series. 7 for 7, 65 yards, and a touchdown on a 10-play, 69-yard opening drive in Pittsburgh. What live work he had after that came on the practice field. Monday's session ended with a 2-minute drill he capped with a touchdown to rookie Omar Cooper Jr. in the practice Glenn called the hardest practice of his head coaching tenure. Tuesday's report has him with few incompletions across three team periods, his favorite targets Adonai Mitchell with 6 receptions, Garrett Wilson with 5, and Cooper with 4. Both are the team's reports, from Amanda Vogt and Eric Allen. The week also added small entries to the environment file, which for Smith is the file that matters. The Jets committed 7 first-half penalties in the finale, extending a discipline concern, per Faria. At guard, Michael Nanya at Jets X Factor questioned keeping Cole Lavau over Marquise Hayes, citing preseason pressure rates allowed of 8.5% against 2.3%. Jets X Factor's figures, not ours. And the team traded for interior lineman Jordan Meredith from Las Vegas on August 30th per Long. The June frame on Smith was an environment question, an intact passer whose interceptions and sacks said more about the collapsing situation around him than about his arm, with the sack count as the September tell. The prior episode logged one clean series as a first data point. This week's update is about the margin for error around that environment. The protection is still being sorted in the last week of August, and the insurance behind him is now a fourth-round rookie coming off a 6 of 13 half. The tell arrives when the sacks start counting. We'll be watching when they do. Data via NFL Verse.